a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Racial inequality shows up in just about every possible measure of opportunity you can think of, in schools, neighborhoods, employment numbers, incarceration rates, and even health. Perhaps the most disturbing racial disparity, though, happens right at birth. In the United States, African American babies are twice as likely to die in their first year as are white babies. In Michigan, it's even worse, about 2.5 times as likely. Now, for context, say you compare the infant mortality rate for African Americans in Michigan to the national rates for every other country in the world. We'd be behind every advanced nation, tucked behind countries like Malaysia and Syria. And in certain Michigan cities, the numbers are even worse. The African American infant mortality rate in Grand Rapids is just slightly better than the overall rate in the Gaza Strip. And that is actually a huge improvement for the city.
This town is really pretty segregated.
Jamisha Alexander is a social worker for a program in Grand Rapids called Strong Beginnings. The program started about 8 years ago when Grand Rapids had the worst black infant mortality rate in the state. Now it's 6th. Alexander and her co-workers drive out to the homes of pregnant African American mothers and follow them until the kids are 2. I followed along on a visit earlier this summer to see Lamanda Coulter. Her daughter Ronnie is both healthy and adorable. These visits aren't just to talk about medical issues. Alexander covers work, housing, and all kinds of general problems that can create stress. Alexander tells me during the car ride that the Strong Beginnings program also doesn't have income requirements because poverty doesn't explain all of the disparity in infant deaths.
So, like, let's say you have a mom who's 30 years old, she's well-educated, she makes good money, she's African-American. And then you have the same mom and she's white. The African-American mom will still have a higher chance of infant death.
It is true that moms with a low income or moms who live in troubled neighborhoods are more likely to lose a child. But those differences don't explain all of the racial disparity. In the past 20 years or so, when it really became clear that this racial difference in infant deaths was a problem, there have been lots of explanations put forward and lots rejected. Peggy Vandermeulen heads up the Strong Beginnings program. She was one of the first people to try to raise the issue of African-American infant mortality in Grand Rapids. She says a lot of people thought the disparity came from a genetic difference. But studies have looked at immigrants of African descent who came to America. When they first arrived, birth outcomes were about the same as whites.
But over time, their outcomes get worse and worse. And, you know, you see that it's not genetic.
So why do African-American babies die at twice the rate of white babies in this country? There's been a lot of scientific effort to try to answer that question, and there is no simple answer. But a growing number of public health workers believe that racism itself is a major cause of the problem. Vandermeulen says she has data, charts, and 15 years worth of scientific studies that all point to racism as a cause for the higher numbers of infant deaths. But many people still don't believe it.
A lot of people even question that racism still exists. For many people, the attitude is, oh, well, we took care of that in the 60s. Civil rights happen. We have laws. We have legislation in place.
But for the mothers enrolled in Strong Beginnings, there's no question about whether racism still exists. And there's no question for Jamisha Alexander.
You know, even though I have a job and I have an education, I still, you know, I have to deal with racism. I have to deal with people looking at me a certain way or, you know, not being treated, I guess, fairly. So I can relate to some of that.
There's a lot of evidence that this kind of racism causes increased stress for African American mothers, and that the body's response to chronic stress creates long-term biological change that can affect pregnancy. Claudia Holzman is chair of the epidemiology department at Michigan State University, and she's one of the nation's top experts on premature birth. Early birth is the leading cause of the disparity in deaths between African American babies and white babies. Holzman says scientists have struggled with quantifying and even defining the effects of racism on pregnancy. She says the causes of infant death can be as varied as they are for death later in life. It's a complex story.
I really don't think we're able to parse out, you know,
attributing a percent to this and a percent to that.
But she says there is enough evidence to justify action.
I don't think there's too much argument that racism is bad for health. So we don't have to understand the pathway to know that we have to address that.
Holzman says addressing it means better care for pregnant moms. And it means better care long before they become pregnant. Earlier this month, the Michigan Department of Community Health released a new plan for dealing with the disparity in infant death.
Good morning to all of you.
Olga Dazzo, the director of the MDCH, introduced the plan at a news conference in Flint.
We have an important goal ahead of us, and we're going to need everyone's help to change the environment in Michigan so that our babies survive.
The plan Dazzo presented took a year to put together, and the process involved groups from across the state. The plan has 8 main strategies, including things like more progesterone treatments for high-risk moms, better sleep positions for babies, and eliminating unwanted pregnancies. The 8th strategy on the list is to look at the impact of community and the experience of racial minorities. The news conference to announce the plan was held at Hurley Medical Center in Flint. The location was picked because Hurley is one of the hospitals that's already made big progress on reducing infant deaths and reducing the disparity in infant deaths. Hurley doctor Larry Young said the efforts go beyond the hospital's walls.
I see infant mortality as a community disease as well as a medical disorder. Too often we focus on the medical aspect and not the community aspect.
But focusing on the community and really trying to save the lives of babies in Michigan, it's not free. The MDCH estimates its plan will cost about $11 million. The state has committed to pay only a part of that. Officials hope grants will help pay for the rest. Whatever the funding, whatever the strategy, the one thing that is painfully clear is the stakes. Too many babies die in Michigan. Too many of the babies who die have dark skin. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.